Shalom. We should get there safely. Smeichim bevinyan iracha. Happy because your city is being rebuilt. V'sasim b'avodasecha. Bringing karbanos again. V'nochach shem nazvachim v'napsachim, etc. We'll be able to eat the karbanos. So what's this referring to exactly? Simply, it's referring to the time of Mashiach. But when? When is it referring to the time of Mashiach? So we have a Rishon, Tzidkiah Rofe, a Rishon from the end of the 13th century, and he has a problem with this paragraph, with this bracha. It's marked off over here, but a couple lines after it's marked off. Yesh Tmeim. There are those who ask a question. And I want to point out before we read what he says here, that he's not going to answer his question. In other words, what I mean to say is, he'll be able to work out what the bracha could possibly mean, but he's at the end of the day, he's going to stick with his question. You'll see that he has two answers, and in both answers, he sticks with this question. So let's point that out. Yesh Tmeim. Some people ask, we paskin, that just like we were taken out of Mitzrayim in Nisan, so too, eventually, we'll be taken out of our present galus, also in Nisan. So how could it possibly say in this bracha that we will get Mitzvah Hashem to the next moed, to the next regel, with the Beis HaMikdash, the mashma, Shavuos v'Sukkos, which he says, simple pshat means, that on Shavuos and on Sukkos, we're sitting in Pesach, what's the next yontif that there's going to be? Next yontif is going to be Shavuos. So that means by Shavuos we should have a Beis HaMikdash. That's what the paragraph means. When you made the bracha, and you said over here we should get to the next moed means Shavuos. That's what it means. It's not general. It doesn't mean we should eventually get to what it means. The next moed. The next moed will be Shavuos. 6.5 weeks from now. We should have a Beis HaMikdash Mitzvah Shem. That's what it means. How could that possibly be? Sukkos afterwards. Etc. How could that possibly be? If the only way that Mashiach can come is Mashiach's going to come only in Nisan. So that's impossible. Because by Shavuos we won't have the Mashiach. Won't have the Mashiach. So the first thing you see from him, just to be just in terms of pshat in the Gemara, if you look on the next page, just for a second, we'll get back to this in a second, but if you look at the next page says, V'tishrei asidim l'goyim. That's one shita, that we're going to get out, the gula is going to come in Tishrei. Asher shofar shofar. We learn it out of Exer Shava of shofar shofar. Here it says, Tuku b'chol shofar about Rosh Hashanah. And it says, Bayomahu, you talk of a shofar gadol. Bayomahu means the day of Mashiach. So Mashiach and Rosh Hashanah are compared. So that means Mashiach will come Rosh Hashanah time. Yeshua Amr b'nisa nigul nisa asid l'go. No, it's not true. It's not in Tishrei. The Gula Asid is not going to be in Tishrei. It's going to be in Nisa. And we learn out of the pasuk of Leil Shimurim. Leil HaMashumar Ba Mishesh Zimei Bereshis. It's a Leil Shimurim. What does the word Leil Shimurim mean? It's one of the hardest psukim. If you guys try to sit down and learn that pasuk, you can figure out what the pshat is in that pasuk. It's every word in that pasuk is difficult. And it's machlokas about every word in that pasuk. Rashi actually in Chumash does not bring this Rashi says that's the other shita, that it means that it's a night that's safe for us. There's no mazikim on that night. But this shita holds that it's Leil HaMashumar Ba. That this is the night that's been set aside from the time of Sheshes Mei Breshes for the Geula, which means that in Nisan there's going to be the Geula Hasidah.
Does that mean on Nisan or Pesach night?
So let's think about it for a second. So simply, when you read the words, just nice and simply, the words are that in Nisan we're going to get out of this Geulah Nisan. So presumably Nisan means from the first day of Nisan to the last day of Nisan, some point during Nisan. Some point from the beginning of Nisan to the end of Nisan. I don't know which day, but one of those days, right? Asks the Shibboleth Aleket, I understand, it's impossible. By Shavuos, it's impossible for there to be a Beis HaMikdash, because by Shavuos, when would you like Mashiach to come? He has to come in Nisan. What's the problem? When did we say this bracha? We said this bracha first night of Pesach. Second night of Pesach, that's when we said it, right? But it could come today, still Nisan. It could come the day after Pesach, still Nisan. Or we still have nearly 2 weeks of time after the night of the Seder where he could still come. So what's his problem? What do you mean by Shavuos? Of course we can have it in Nisan. So obviously the Shibboleth Aleket understands that means when it says B'Nisan Nigalu means the night of Pesach. The night of Pesach. Actually there's a discussion about that, whether it means an Erev Pesach or means the night of Pesach, but okay. Pretty much Yud Dal Tesvav, something like that, he's going to be coming. If that's the Pshat in the Gemara, That actually fits very nicely into the pasuk. Leil Shimurim. It's a Leil Shimurim. That night is a Leil Shimurim. That's when the Mashiach is supposed to come. So we're not going to have, maybe this is a rai that you should have two nights of two starim, you know, because you have two Leil Shimurims this way. After you could say the first night, the second night, you can still hope maybe the second night will come. But the point is that before Shavuos, we're not going to have another night of Pesach. Right, I'm not, unless somebody's keeping a real Pesach Sheni or something. You know what I mean? There's no other night of Pesach that's going to happen before Shavuos. So that's the Shibbol HaLakha's question. So I see from the Shibbol HaLakha that he's not learning that when it says V'Nisan Nigalu, Nisan means the month of Nisan. It means the, whatever it means, we can translate it however we want, the Har of Nisan, whatever it means, but it means specifically concentrated in this day of Pesach. So he's asking, his question is, how could you say that on Shavuos or on Sukkot, which are the next two Mo'adim, Mitzvah Hashem will have a Beis HaMikdash? No, we won't. It's impossible because we missed, unfortunately, very sad thing. We missed this year's chance of Mashiach coming. We missed it. So the Shibbol HaLakha's answer is not that his question was wrong. Again, I'm pointing that out. It's not answering that I'm sorry, it's not true, it's not just Nisan or it's not just Pesach. He doesn't answer that. That's not what the Shibbol HaLakha answers. Right, so he answers nearly the farish, Dachi Kamar, Shem Shigin, Alila Zelakabo Matsu Murm, Kenya Gunisham, Mardam, Rugal, Mapam, the Gosain, the Shalom, and Amalchis, the Kaim Ben Mitzvah Sarius Bismana. It doesn't mean that this bracha doesn't mean that Mitzvah Hashem, we should get to the next Yontif and there should be a Beis HaMikdash. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, Mitzvah Hashem, we should get to the next Yontif safe. The Shalom means safe. It means the government should be nice to us. Until now, the government's been very nice to us here in America. Allows us to keep our Yom Tovim the way we want to keep our Yom Tovim, doesn't mix into what we do. Mr. Shemit should continue that way. We all know that there have been plenty of different malchus that haven't allowed the Jews to continue doing what they wanted to do. And that's what this bracha is about, but it's not Sveichim, Vinyan, Irecha, V'sasim, Abodosecha. It doesn't really fit in with that, but okay, that's what he says it means. And not only that, Mr. Shem, next Pesach we should get to have the Karbanos. That's the next Pesach. That's what we're doing. When we're talking about Mashiach, means by next Pesach. That's what it means. He said he brings another answer from his brother. He spoke to his brother Rabbi Yamin, and Rabbi Yamin gave a different answer. That there's another sheet in the Gemara that says B'tishrei asidin legal. Right? We saw that in the Gemara here that Mitzvah Shem and Tishrei we're going to get. That's when the Gula is going to be. So it means by Rosh Hashanah we should have. You know, not by Shavuos. Shavuos we won't have Beis HaMikdash. But by Mr. Rosh Hashanah, we'll have Beis HaMikdash. So at least by Rosh Hashanah, that's a second shot in what it means over here. But that would mean that Shavuos, we will not have Beis HaMikdash. That's what he said. That's a very difficult question. We're reading a bracha. Every one of us read that bracha. I mean, you're probably tired by then. At that point, it was the end of Maggid, and everybody was very excited to get their Matzah and Marah. You know, but this was the end here. But at this point, if you really thought about what you're saying, it's a little bit strange. What does it mean here when it says, Mitzvah Shem, by next Yontif, we should have a Beis HaMikdash. When it's impossible, by next Yontif, to have a Beis HaMikdash. That's the question of the Shibbol HaLakha.
Rabbi, would Mashiach be able to come in the whole Tishrei, or just
on? I guess it would be the same question. I mean, if we read the Pesukim carefully, the Pasuk is making a connection between the Geula and Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like on Rosh Hashanah, but I don't know for sure.
So then also by Nisan, then it would be only Pesach, or?
That's what it seemed. That's what it seemed that he was saying. That's what he was saying. Because otherwise, his whole question is not a question, because it's still Nisan now. So by Shavuos, we could have a Beis HaMikdash. What's his question? Right?
If he learns only Pesach, then his question is still a question.
What was that?
We can't eat from the Zvachim and Psachim.
If what?
It comes on Pesach. We don't have the Zvachim and Psachim. We didn't have Erev Pesach.
Well, Psachim not.
The
Zvachim? Psachim, maybe Psachim means Pesach Sheni. Uh-huh. Who knows? Yeah. Zvachim, could we bring your Chagigah? It's Hashem. I'll show you that. I don't know if we have time. I don't know if we'll have time, but I'll show you that at the end. It's a possibility. Okay. 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 But he's saying that it's not impossible. His question is that it's impossible to have. It can't come anymore, which means he seems to be saying that the Mashiach was supposed to either come the first night of Pesach or not at all. Not this year at all. So let's see the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says, Tashma, Reini Nazir B'yom Sheben Davu Ba. A person makes a neder and he says, I'm going to become a Nazir. He makes a promise, I'm going to become a Nazir. When am I going to become a Nazir? On the day that Mashiach comes. Ben David is on the name of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, I'm going to become a Nazir. Now, obviously, he doesn't know when Mashiach is going to come, but he's making a promise that when Mashiach comes, he's going to be a Nazir. On that day. So, if you think about it for a second, Mashiach can come at any point during the day, presumably. So, anytime from dawn till dusk, I don't know. Right? So, if Mashiach comes at 6 in the morning, it's good. So, when you wake up in the morning, you found out the Mashiach came, Baruch Hashem. So, now you're a Nazir that day. It's no problem. But what happens if Mashiach comes at 4 in the afternoon? So you wake up in the morning, first thing you do, of course, is you take a sip of wine. I mean, I don't know how you start your day, but you know, you take a sip of wine first thing. But what happens if Mashiach comes 4 o'clock in the afternoon? So it turns out that that entire day, you were a nazir. And you drank wine. So the Gemara says over here, you're allowed to drink wine on Shabbos and Yontif, because presumably the Gemara seems to be saying that Mashiach's not coming on Shabbos and Yontif. That's a different Gemara. There's a Gemara later in Erevin, this Gemara, other Gemaras that talk about the fact that on Shabbos and Yontif Mashiach can't come. It's too big a tircha for everybody. But also, lishlos yain kol yom hasachol. But you're not allowed to drink wine any normal weekday. So any normal weekday, you can't drink wine because Mashiach could come. So if a person would make this promise that he's going to become a Nazir, then on the day that Mashiach comes, he would not be able to drink wine on any normal day, any regular day, except for Shabbos and Yontif. He would not be able to drink wine. So one second, the Shibbol HaLekha told us that the only time, it's not the Shibbol HaLekha, it's really Gemara, Rosh Hashanah. And when Rosh Hashanah says, the Mashiach is going to come, if you want to hold like Tishrei, in Tishrei, Nisan. But if I make on Hanukkah, if I made this on Hanukkah, could I drink wine? Hanukkah is not Tishrei and it's not Nisan. Right? So on Hanukkah, would I be allowed to drink wine? It would seem I should be able to drink wine. It says over here it's Aser the whole year. You're not allowed to drink wine. So this Gemara seems to be contradicting the Gemara that we did in Rosh Hashanah. It seems to be a contradiction. Certainly, according to the Shibbol HaLekha, it's more exact and says that it means specifically based on night. It should be the rest of the year. It should be good to drink wine. Okay, good. Okay. So here, on the next page, we have two answers to the question. And I want to see if either of these two answers will defend the Shibbol HaLekha, see if it will help us out with the Shibbol HaLekha or not. So on the first page over here, you have the Shakas Aryeh. This is actually the Turi Evan, but it's written by the Shakas Aryeh. So the Shakas Aryeh says over here, he asks the contradiction between the Gemara and Erevin and the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. Right, and now I'm 6 lines down here. Umistaberli, so everybody see where it's marked off, and I'm 6 lines down. I'm just reading the answer instead of reading the question. Okay, umistaberli, bahamilsa. It makes sense to me. The beis mine kitzanika, the bias ben David. There are two types of kates. Kates means the time of the geula. There are two types of geulas when we talk about Mashiach coming. There's a pasuk. It's really the same pasuk. Two words in a row in the same pasuk. Bi'ito achishana. Bi'ito achishana are they contradict each other. Those two words in the pasuk. Bi'ito means that Mashiach is going to come. Bi'ito in his proper time. Achishana means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chishmayer, is going to rush things. It's going to hurry up. So I don't understand. Rushing something means that you're doing it before its proper time. That's what rushing means. Right? I'm going to go a little faster. Right? And bi'ito means it's going to happen in its proper time. So how could Mashiach come bi'ito and at the same time come achishana? It can't be rushed and in its right time. So the Gemara says, zachu achishana, lo zachu bi'ito. If we have the schus, if we do tshuva properly, so the mitzvah Hashem, Mashiach will come quicker than it was intended. Right? Quicker than it was intended. If we don't do tshuva, then we're still guaranteed Mashiach in its proper time. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait till that time of Bito, but Mr. Shem will come at the time of Bito. So there are two times. By the Shmaitzin Meir Bito, who with Lo Zachu, the Meir Bito B'Tishrei Lumar B'Nisan, Alokates Da'achishana Zachu Ein Zman Kumu L'Davar. So he says, it sounds very reasonable. What Shakas Aryeh is saying is that when the Gemara talks about the Begula is going to come in Tishrei. Or the Gula is going to come in Nisan. That means the set time for the Gula. The Gula is supposed to be in Tishrei. The Gula is supposed to be in Nisan. Each Mandamer according to his Shita. But if we do Tshuva and Mashiach is coming because we did Tshuva, you can't put a time on that. When is he going to come then? Guess what? When you do Tshuva. So whenever that is that you have to go do Tshuva, he's going to come then. You can't tell me when that's going to happen. How could I possibly predict when everybody's going to do Tshuva? So whenever that happens, Mitzvah Hashem, the time of Zahu, of Achishana, will happen whenever it is. So there's no specific time for that. So the reason why the Nazir can't drink the wine, the person who promised he would be a Nazir when Mashiach comes, the reason he can't drink wine is because any day could be, it's Hashem, Chalizol could go ahead and they could do Tshuva. That'd be a wonderful thing. And if they did Tshuva, so then Mashiach will come. Then you're a Nazir, so you can't drink wine any day. But that's not a contradiction to the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is saying that the ultimate time at the end of days when Mashiach is going to come by hook or by crook, no matter what, that time is either Nisan or Tishrei. That's what it's saying there. So does that help us for the Shibali Leket? Let's think about the Shibali Leket again for a second. Shibali Leket's question was, how could we make a bracha on the first night of Pesach that Mitzvah by Shavuos, that's how he's understanding it, there's going to be a Beis HaMikdash when it's impossible for there to be a Beis HaMikdash because the Gemara says, B'nisan Asim Ligo, which means Pesach night. Well, the Turi Evan is not going to help us for that so much, because the Turi Evan says, yes, Mashiach can come 354 days a year. He can come any day of the year. He can come any time. Just the Be'ito time is specifically in Nisan. But the Achishana time could be any time. So if it's any time, so the bracha that we're making over here is Mitzvah Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should, by Shavuos, Mitzvah Shem, have a Beis HaMikdash. So if we have a Beis HaMikdash, why would we have a Beis HaMikdash by then? Because we did Tshuva by then. Hopefully, it's a possibility, right? So we're hoping, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmaya, that should happen. What's wrong with that bracha? So obviously, the it seems the Shmuel is not masking to what the Shach Sari said. What are you saying?
Why wouldn't he be masking?
He says it's impossible for there to be a Beis HaMikdash by Shavuos. According to Shach Sari, it's very possible for there to be a Beis HaMikdash by Shavuos. That's the Shibala Lekat's Kasha was. The only night that it can come is the night of Pesach. If the only night that it can come, then it's not going to happen before Shavuos. We're sitting already the night of Pesach. He didn't come yet. So it's not going to happen before Pesach. That's what he said, before Shavuos. That was the Shibala Lekat's Kasha. And in fact, even in his answer, he doesn't change that. He just says, okay, that's not what the bracha means. Doesn't mean there should be a Beis HaMikdash. It means we should be safe from the Malchus, etc. and so forth. But he says specifically that Mashiach will not be here by the time Shavuos comes around. According to what we just read in the Turi Evan, it's possible. Just the Be'ito can't happen by then, but the Achishana could happen by then. So I'm just saying, Yitzchari is not masking. What?
The text of the bracha, it looks like it's a request. It's not saying give us Mashiach because we deserve it. It's Yagiyan is
sure,
bring it.
Sure.
So that means that we're asking for Mashiach.
You're saying the Be'ito? Which one do you mean? You can't ask for Be'ito. The definition of Be'ito is it comes, it's already said.
Right,
so there can't be regret. So the only thing it could be is you're asking for Mashiach to come before the specific set time, assuming that we agree there's a specific set time. So that's what we're asking. We're asking for the Siyata Deshmaya to do the Tshuva so that Mashiach should come, however you want to say it. But that's what we're asking for. All I'm just saying is that it's very clear, according to the Turi Evan, Mashiach can come any day of the year. Is that correct? Any day of the year. That would answer the Shibala Lekas question. He doesn't give that answer.
How did Tori Evan read the words V'neichal Shem Min Hatzvachim Min Hatzvachim? Why are we talking about Pesachim the year after that? Or?
Yeah, sure. But isn't that what you understood when you read the bracha? That's what you understood.
I did it.
Okay, or Pesach Sheni, or the next year, whatever it is. That's what when you read the bracha, you said, okay, Mitzvah Shem, we're sitting now, and we could be eating Korban Pesach. Mitzvah Shem, next year, we should be sitting in Taka eating Korban Pesach. That's the normal, simple way of reading the. But he just says that it also means that by Shavuos we should have a Beis HaMikdash. And he says it's impossible by Shavuos to have a Beis HaMikdash. So I'm just saying, according to Turi Evan, it's not impossible to have a Beis HaMikdash by Shavuos. That's what I'm pointing out. Okay, Sfasemis, if you look in the next page, we have a Sfasemis here. Sfasemis says, B'gmar B'tisha Asin Ligal, B'sefer Turi Evan, B'falku B'kan B'suya De'irvin. The Turi Evan, he quotes the Turi Evan that we just said. He says things that I don't really agree with. He doesn't tell us why he doesn't agree with what the Turi Evan says. I thought it was a nice thing that Turi Evan said. I don't know, he didn't need my askama, but the Sfasemis doesn't like it too much. And Sfasemis says a different thing. He says there's a difference between Mashiach and Geula. To us, we always associate when there's Mashiach, there's Geula. Mashiach is the definition of Geula. Mashiach comes, there'll be Geula. There'll be Geula when Mashiach comes. They're the same thing. He says that's not true. They're two different things. There's one thing called Mashiach, there's another thing called Geula. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu, he brings a mashal for that. Shari Moshe Rabbeinu, Bala Mitzrayim, Kodem HaGeula. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu got to Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mashiach in Mitzrayim. Ad Ki Yavo Shilom is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mashiach in Mitzrayim. He gets to Mitzrayim. The day he gets to Mitzrayim, is Klai Yisrael leave? The Mashiach came to Mitzrayim. Klasa doesn't leave that day. Right? You may have heard of the Ten Makos and things like that. There are other things happened before Klasa left Mitzrayim. So it wasn't immediate. It didn't happen immediately. So just because Mashiach comes doesn't mean that there's a Gula. Not necessarily. Same thing could be in the Gula Asida. Yeah, we have the same thing in Midrashim. Umela gamhada amrino tzocha achishana. So it could be that Mashiach can come any day of the year. It's possible that we could learn that Mashiach can come any day of the year, anytime Klal Yisrael is ready, Mashiach will come. Shabbat wants to send him, when Klal Yisrael is ready, Mashiach will come. So it has nothing to do with the Geula. It could be the Geula specifically, which means, let's say, it means Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So I'm just assuming. It means Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash, maybe it's only going to be either a Nisan or Tishrei, depending on who you hold like. That's when the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is going to be. But the Geula, but the Mashiach itself could come any day of the year. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which said that B'Nisan Nigalu, that's talking about the building of the Beis HaMikdash. That could only happen in Nisan. But the other fellow, he made a promise that the day Mashiach comes, the day Ben David comes, on that day he'll be a Nazir. So the day Mashiach comes could be any time. So it might be that Mashiach comes tomorrow, today, but we won't have a Beis HaMikdash until Nisan. That's a possibility. So now we have no contradiction between the Gemara and Erevin, which says that the person is not allowed to drink wine all year, because Mashiach can come any day of the year, versus the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which is talking about the Geula, which says that the Beis HaMikdash is only going to be built in Nisan. Or, if you hold Tishrei, it'll only be built in Tishrei. Right? So there's no contradiction between the two of them. No contradiction. Does that help us for the Shibbol HaLeket? Yeah. Does that help us for the Shibbol HaLeket? What is Shibbol HaLeket's kasha? He's talking about bringing karbonos. Bringing karbonos has nothing to do with Mashiach coming. Bringing karbonos has to do with the Geula. Right? Presumably. Maybe someone will disagree with me. Yeshiva has a whole sefer here if you want. All of the six or seven different problems that there would be of bringing karbonos without a Beis HaMikdash. Could you really bring a carbon Pesach without a Beis HaMikdash? Right? There were supposedly people in history who actually did that. Now today you can't do that because no one will let you do that. But technically, would you be able to, you know, assuming we found a real coin, which is not so simple, right? And assuming, all the different things that we would need to do, could you bring a real Beis HaMikdash? It could be once Mashiach comes, who knows, maybe we could bring Karbonos in if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but I'm assuming that when we're talking about the Shibbol HaLeket, is assuming, you could disagree with me, but I'm assuming when he talks about bringing Karbonos, he means with a Beis HaMikdash, right? That's what I'm assuming. So he's saying that there can't be a Beis HaMikdash by Shavuos, right? Because it's not going to be till Nisan. Right, so it's not going to answer his question. We don't have an answer for his question. Just because Mashiach could come any time soon, that's fine, it's very good, but it doesn't answer the Shibbol HaLeket's question. It's true that Mashiach can come any time soon, and the Gemara in Erevin is fine. He understands the Gemara in Erevin. There's no contradiction. It's very good. But the bottom line is it doesn't answer his question. So it's possible that he learns like the Sfas. It could be that he learns like the Sfas. But it won't answer his question. Okay? Let's just see the Gemara in Tainus, and we're sort of running out of time. The Gemara in Tainus says as follows. The Gemara in Tainus says, Rabbi Omer, I say that Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine forever. They're never allowed to drink wine. What could I do? It's impossible to keep this takan. It's impossible. You can't tell somebody you can never drink wine. It's impossible to tell a whole group of people they can never have wine. It's not going to work out. And Abaye said, so why do Kohanim actually drink wine? Because Rebbe said we're not going to make that takon, so it's only according to Rebbe. Michlal, Rabbanon asu. Rabbanon say it's usher to drink. That means it's a shita called the shita of the Rabbanon that holds it's usher to drink wine. Kohanim, it's usher for them to drink wine all year round, right? In fact, Rebbe is maskim that this really Kohanim should be usher to drink wine. He just says it's impossible to keep such a takon. Why are Kohanim not allowed to drink wine? This is real. Kohanim not allowed to drink wine all year round according to the Rabbanon, right? Rebbe says, look, we can't make such a takon. But the Rabbanon hold that the Kohanim are really not allowed to drink wine all year round. This is not a joke. This is really what they hold. Why my time? Meheri bana Beis HaMikdash. Because Mitzvah Shem, Beis HaMikdash will be built very soon. We're going to need Kohanim that can do the Avodah. If Kohanim drank wine, Kohen drinks a reviews of wine, it's possible for the Avodah. So we're going to need Kohanim to drink. I don't know, if I was a Kohen, I would, you know, you always could have your designated Kohen, you know, who didn't drink wine today. You know, he says, at least you have one Kohen who's royal Avodah, but the Gemara doesn't say that, but the Gemara is saying, you can't drink wine because we may need you for the Beis HaMikdash. Mitzvah Shem Beis HaMikdash should be built today. Right? Now, let's think about this for a second. This is not a Gemara that's talking about Mashiach. Is that correct? This is a Gemara that's talking about Beis HaMikdash. We'll agree with that? Right, the Gemara that we had before in Erevin was a Gemara talking about a guy making a promise to become a Nazir on the day that Mashiach came. So we could play around with Mashiach being different than Beis HaMikdash. This is a Gemara that's talking about Beis HaMikdash, right? We don't need Kohanim when Mashiach comes. We need Kohanim when there's a Beis HaMikdash. So when there's a Beis HaMikdash, this Gemara says that any day the Beis HaMikdash could be built, and we're going to need Kohanim. So since we're going to need Kohanim, we can't have Kohanim drinking wine. It's impossible. We can't have Kohanim drinking wine. What do you mean? Sfas Emes just told us that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah meant that Beis HaMikdash can only be built in Nisan or in Tishrei, depending on who you hold like. But there's no other possibility of any other time. Shibbol HaLeket said, can't be any other time except Nisan. So Kohanim should be able to drink wine all year round except for except for Pesach night. The only time they can't drink wine is when there's a mitzvah of dalat kerses. Right? That's the only time they shouldn't be able to drink. It's okay, you can't do that word at night. Could be kagaram, could drink wine at night if possible. All right? That's pretty funny. So this Gemara would seem to be problematic. Whether you learn like, it really doesn't matter. Whether you learn like Tur Yevin, whether you learn like the Sfas Emes, this Gemara is going to be a little bit is going to be problematic for us with the Shibal HaHalakha. Okay. So I don't have an answer. You guys can think about it.
The Tur Yevin is good because the Beis Hamikdash could come Achi Shem.
Right, but it doesn't help. I'm saying it's not helping the Shibal HaHalakha.
Right. What about the morale? Because if he says that they're going to come at two separate times, if he's going to come with David and then it's going to come.
It doesn't matter, but this is talking about Beis Hamikdash.
No, I understand, but then what's the problem of drinking wine any time? Because we know Mashiach and David hasn't come. So you know that the Beis Hamikdash is going to happen and you're not going to.
I hear you. But he said, the Gemara says that you can't drink wine. That's the bottom line, halacha. So after that, we can ask all the questions we want on that, but the bottom line is you can't drink wine. The question is why? Why can't you drink wine if the bottom line is, the, you know, today Mashiach can't come. Mashiach can't come today, then why? Okay, so we don't have too much more time, so maybe I'll just summarize some of the things that are the rest of the way through here. If you just look, there's a page that has the Rambam on it. Everybody sees this page with the Rambam on it, a couple pages later. So everybody knows the Ani Mamin, that the Ani Mamin says in it, Ani Mamin Mu'ur Shleim V'yas HaMashiach V'yishi'af V'yishi'ismaneh U'kozeh HaChakel U'b'chol Yom She'yavu. And presumably the way to read that line is to say, Im Kozeh HaChakel U'b'chol Yom She'yavu, he can come any day. And that's the, it's, remember, this is one of the Ani Mamins. If this is one of the Ani Mamins, that means that according to the Rambam, you're not Pikuris if you don't believe this. So you got to believe every word in this sentence. Otherwise, you're not Pikuris. They didn't come any time. So, what's Shibali like it? I won't finish the sentence. Right? B'chol Yom She'yavo. Yeah? That's what it says in the Rambam. Now, you have to know that the words of the Ani Mamin, this is one thing you need to know, that the words of the Ani Mamin were not written by the Rambam. Right? Everybody should know that. The words of the Ani Mamin, all the Ani Mamins that we have, are a poem, an acrostic that was written based on the Rambam. Here, you have what the Rambam actually says, the Perish HaMishnah on the Rambam. Right? The Ani Mamin's also Yigdal is written. Anybody notice that Yigdal is also the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Okay, should have noticed that at some point. Yigdal is Yud Gimel Ikrim. Okay, and so here it is. Yishlach l'keitz hayom m'shicheinu. You should send Mashiach. Liftos m'chakei keitz yishuaso. For those who are waiting, it's a pretty scary line. Liftos m'chakei keitz. For the ones who are waiting, they get the pidyon. They get pulled out. But if you're not waiting, you don't get pulled out. Okay, it's a little bit scary, that line in Yigdal, right? You kind of sing it at the end of the evening. It's cute and stuff like that. But it's pretty scary thing, right? It's the Liftos M'chakei Keitz Yeshua. So again, that's not written by the Rambam. It's a poem based on what the Rambam says. You can read the Rambams here. I put a bunch of different Rambams here that talk about Mashiach. You can read all the Rambams. This is the Rambam did write, all these different things here. And you could read what the Rambam writes about Mashiach. You will not find in any of the places in the Rambam, take my word for it, which I would not recommend doing, I would recommend you reading it, but you could take a look, but the Rambam does not say any place that I found, no place does he say B'chol Yom. So that line in the Ani Mamin, B'chol Yom She'yavo, is not in the Rambam. It's not in the Rambam. And the question is, how reliable is this Ani Mamin? You'll ask me, who wrote the Ani Mamins? We don't know who wrote the Ani Mamins. How old is it? I don't know how old it is. I did some research on it. It's very hard to figure out how old it is. It's medium old, but we don't know. It's not written by the Rambam, though. But this has been the nusach that Klal Yisrael has adopted as representing what the Rambam holds. B'chol Yom She'yavo. There's a little piece over here from the last Lubavitcher Rebbe where he was asked specifically about this line. You can understand this is pretty important for him to understand somebody who's talking about Mashiach all the time. It's important for him to understand what the Rambam means over here. And he has an interesting chakir over here, which I was wondering myself. Im kol zeh achakalo b'chol yom she'yavo. It depends where you put the comma in the sentence, right? The way we put the comma in the sentence, b'chol yom she'yavo, you can come any time. But you could read it, im kol zeh achakalo b'chol yom. I will always wait for him. Every single day I will wait for him, she'yavo, that he'll come eventually. But not that he'll come. In other words, I could wait. Let's just say he can only come Pesach night. Say Mashiach can only come Pesach night. I can wait every single day of the year. Let's say you knew that your brother, that your father, that your sister, that your grandmother was coming to visit you 6 months from now. So every day you could wait for that day. You know it's not going to be tomorrow. You know it's not going to be next week. Every single day you could think about the fact, yeah, it's just another 5.5 months and then I'm going to see my grandmother. Whatever it happens to be, you could wait every single day for that. Right, so I'm not sure how to read this, whether it's B'chol Yom She'yavo or it's Achakalo B'chol Yom. Right? I'm not sure which way you read it. And you could read over here, the Rebbe has a whole discussion back and forth, different possibilities. But he definitely sides at the end that it's Bechol Yom Sheyavo, that that person is supposed to believe that Mashiach can come absolutely any day. Absolutely any day. There's a big mitzia over here. If you want, this is the whole packet is worth this one mitzia that I have over here. Is the Mabit over here, 16th century in Tzfas, the Mabit. It's unbelievable, yeah. The whole thing, yeah, 100%. But if you look at the Mabit over here was very famous for rewriting what the Rambam wrote, you know, summarizing the Rambam. And it's very, very important to read every single word of what the Mabit says. Sometimes you don't realize he's saying anything, but if you read his paragraph here, he says Bechol Yom. So if you read it, that's the earliest I could find that somebody says about the Rambam means Bechol Yom. So if you'll read the first two paragraphs of the Mabit, that's an interesting thing, that's weird, that a Jew is supposed to believe that Mashiach can come absolutely any day. Clearly, Shabbat Lekha did not learn that way. Right, but that it can come any day. Mashiach can come any day.
If you look at the bottom paragraph, the rabbi,
yeah. Right, depends. Means that the gula should start. The gula should start. Or however you want to say it, whatever nusach. Yeah, but I'm saying a lot of people say that it's depending on how, you know, the beginning of the process should go. We can call that Mashiach ben Yosef if you want. That's fine. But he says b'chol yom b'yosef. Efshar b'chol yom b'yosef. Here he's definitely talking about Mashiach. Mabit. He's definitely the Beis Elokim of the Mabit. And he says here efshar b'chol yom b'yosef. A person has to know that it's possible for him to come any day. Any day. Okay? But he says what's true. He's not going to say something that's not true. He has to stand behind it, you know?
The whole kasha of the Yesh Matmin, he says it's not his whole kasha, it's Yesh Matmin.
The Shibboleth is not wasting our time. If he's saying it, he means it.
He says it's a tefillah shop. He says it's a tefillah shop. So I'm going to explain the tefillah like this.
Good. So if I was him, I would say, but they're wrong. Because Mashiach can come any day. He doesn't say that. Okay, let's just move on because we don't have so much time. I'm sorry. I just want to show you one last thing. There's a tshuva for Rav Moshe. It's in Chelek Ches, I have to say. But there's a tshuva for Rav Moshe in Chelek Ches, where Rav Moshe was asked, says here by Rav Michal Feinstein, that's the letter from Rav Michal Feinstein, whether a Jew is supposed to believe that Mashiach can come any day or not. It's a tshuva for Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe says it's a chiv to believe every single day, and he brings a raya, an iron raya, we won't go through it now, but an eisen raya over here, that absolutely if there's a chiv for a Jew to believe that any every day Mashiach could come, there is a possibility of Mashiach coming absolutely every single day. Okay, so there, that's Rav Moshe has a chiv about that. Chelek Ches, but Rav Moshe has a chiv about that, okay? Chelek Ches, what I mean to say by Chelek Ches is it was printed after Rav Moshe was nifter, so... those who say that maybe, you know, who knows. But anyway, you'll read the tshuva and you'll decide for yourself. It's a very important tshuva. The last thing over here, I just as an interesting point, just to realize the balance of things, balance of the world, there's a story over here at the end, it's a very chashuv story. Rabbi Kaneski in 1948, doesn't tell you that it was 1948. It was 1948. There were a lot of people going around saying that specific groups of people, but they were going around and saying the Mashiach was going to come in 1948. It was a big year for Mashiach. It was one of those years. The Rambam is very, 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 very strong against Mechashvei Kitzim, people who say, Rambam says that you can read in the words of the Rambam, that you're not allowed to set a time for Mashiach, specific time. I think he's going to come this and this day. You're not allowed to say that, right? So there were people who were saying in 1948 that Mashiach was going to come. It was a very special time. So a person, Rabbi Kamenetsky, was a Rav in Toronto, and a man came to him and said that he has a tremendous amount of factories in Canada, and he's starting to keep Shabbos because people came to him and told him Mashiach is coming this year, and if he doesn't keep Shabbos, then he's not going to, you know, things are not going to go well for him when Mashiach gets here. So Rav Yankov told him Mashiach's not coming this year. Then he spoke to him for a long time about Shabbos and why it's important to keep Shabbos. When the man left, his children said to him, "What? You told him Mashiach is coming this year. What do you mean? I didn't tell him that." He said, "If this man thinks that he's keeping Shabbos because Mashiach is coming this year, and then Mashiach doesn't come this year, you have to recognize there is a possibility that Mashiach won't come this year. It's a possibility, right? If that happens, then that's it. We lost him. We lost him forever. Because the only reason he's keeping Shabbos is because Mashiach is coming this year. I'm not willing to accept that Mashiach, that's the reason he's keeping Shabbos. We'll talk to him about Shabbos, we'll push him for Shabbos, but I have to tell him what I think is the truth, is that not necessarily this year is Mashiach going to come. And that, you know, I reassured him, don't worry about it, that's not the reason that you should keep Shabbos. So I'm just showing you now, you should think about that, how that fits in with everything that we've learned so far. Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah.
That's a good question. The normal typical answer is that of course it is. I doesn't fit in with the Gemara. Mr. Shem, when Elyonov comes, we'll ask him that too.
It's a famous story.
Yeah.
Famous. It's in the book. Rabbi wanted to say this story about Rabbi. He was upset about this. He would say this very well. Where did you get this one?
This is from Barnes.
Oh, and that.
And then there's the basic thing.